Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, December 27th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And welp, it is Friday, the end of a Christmas week. I hope you all had a great Christmas. Hope you got some good presents. The Eagles returned this week. It feels like oftentimes with these weeks where there's a Christmas or a Thanksgiving, it feels like the game kind of sneaks up on you, and that certainly feels like it is the case this Sunday. A game that is really taken a lot of different shapes throughout the week. 2 weeks ago, you viewed it as, hey, maybe the Cowboys will be fighting for something after they kind of turned their season around a little bit. Then they get eliminated, and it's like, all right, this will be an easy one. And then Jalen Hurts suffers a concussion, and then the game takes a different look from there. And now there is some big Cowboys injury news that once again has this game looking a different way. And it is crazy. The line has gone from like 7.5 when it opened to 8.5. Or no, sorry, 8.5 when it opened, down to 7.5, up to 10.5. And now I think it's back down, as of this recording, to around 8. So just a crazy game that, look, Eagles, Cowboys, you wouldn't expect anything less. So we have a lot to get into today. But first, let's start where we always do, which is what is on the schedule for today. On Friday, the Eagles will be back at the NovaCare Complex for what is a regular Friday. Nick Sirianni will speak to the media at 11:40 a.m. Is it possible he rules Jalen out? It's possible, but I would say unlikely. I mean, either way, we'll get some type of designation for Jalen on Friday. He was not out at practice on Thursday, but Nick, as we know, he does not like to say much about injuries, found that out on Thursday. And really, since he's been the head coach, he's not been someone that's offered up a lot of information on injuries. So we will see what he says Friday at 11:40 a.m. And it's possible we get a injury update on Jalen Hurts then. Then at 12:30, practice begins. We'll see if Jalen is out there. Like I said, he was not out there on Thursday. So Friday is really his last chance to get reps with the team prior to the game if he is going to try to play. And if he does clear the concussion protocol in time. And then at 1:40, the locker room opens. I would expect we hear from A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith just about the week, about the potential of having to play with Kenny Pickett for a second consecutive game, but this time having a full week to work with them. So that's what's on the schedule for Friday. The injury report. So obviously, Kenny Pickett was out there on the practice field on Thursday. He spoke after practice and said he's good to go. So he will be playing on Sunday, assuming Jalen Hurts does not clear the concussion protocol. And at this point, I'd be pretty surprised to see Jalen Hurts out there. It just, it's tough to clear the concussion protocol in 1 week. Not a lot of players around the league have been able to do it. And, you know, the way Kenny was talking, we'll get into some Kenny audio in a minute, but just the way Kenny was talking, it sounds like he's planning on playing. Of course, anything could change. He's always has to have that mindset. But Kenny Pickett out there. So the rib injury, he did say that he he always wears extra padding around his ribs. He said that obviously he'll have it on this week. So that would be the big injury news from the facility on Thursday. Kenny Pickett says he's good to go. Jalen Hurts not out on the practice field. Now, a little bit of news or roster news from Thursday. The Eagles signed quarterback Ian Book to the practice squad. So obviously you see this and you go, well, Jalen, concussion, Kenny dealing with rib injuries, potentially Ian Book is their emergency quarterback on Sunday. Now, Ian Book was with the team in 2022. They obviously have some familiarity with him, been in the league, been in a bunch of different systems. So it makes sense to bring him in, sign him to the practice squad, get him out there, have him kind of learn, you know, the updated offense, obviously a new offensive coordinator since he left, and just get him prepared to play. Now, there is one small hiccup to that, though. In order to be the emergency quarterback on Sunday, he has to be on the 53-man roster. As of now, he's on the practice squad, and there's no clear way to get him onto the 53. They could cut a backup offensive lineman, but that's kind of tough for an emergency quarterback. Britton Covey, you know, potentially maybe, but they've held on him the last 2 weeks despite being a healthy or somewhat healthy and active, I should say. He's been a full participant on Friday and then hasn't been active for the game on Sunday. So, you know, maybe he's someone that could potentially go, but I also think he's someone that would get picked up off waivers, to be honest, unless other teams view his health as a concern. So not really clear how they would get Ian Book on the roster. You know, maybe they have somebody on the roster that could be a shady IR candidate. So, all you know, someone that probably wasn't going to play a lot over the next two games or the playoffs, they just put him on IR with, you know, a somewhat an injury that I don't want to say is fake, but an injury that probably he could have played through. So there is that possibility as well. But yeah, that would be the one thing with Ian Book. They have to get him on the 53-man roster before Saturday if they want him to be the emergency quarterback on Sunday. My thought is this is more about just making sure that they have an extra quarterback in the building. If Kenny were to, God forbid, hurt his ribs more on Sunday, maybe he does suffer a more serious injury and all of a sudden he's out a few weeks. Or, you know, if Jalen, God forbid, were to suffer another concussion and maybe at that point, you know, he's out another game. I just think it's smart to have another quarterback in the building, learning the offense, getting reps when you have your top two quarterbacks dealing with different injuries. So a smart move by the team. I don't know if we'll see him on Sunday as a dressed backup quarterback, but I think he's smart to have in the building just in case. So on Thursday, we did hear from Kenny Pickett, who made it clear from the jump that he was going to play. So here's some of the back and forth with Kenny Pickett and reporters when he spoke to his locker on Thursday. Spoke at his locker on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into like detail on what it is, but you know they're getting better, and I'll be ready to go for Sunday.
You had flak jacket on today. You're playing with one of those.
Yeah, I always have. There's just extra thing I'm doing underneath it just to kind of feel it out.
Sorry, so you said you will play on Sunday.
Yeah.
What's this week like? I'm sure getting a lot more reps, getting more prepared for game action.
Yeah, it's great to get reps with, you know, guys I really have a chance to play with. So getting the continuity, getting in and out of the huddle, and obviously throwing to the receivers.
I saw you talking to AJ out of practice. What's it been like with him specifically? And I guess Devontae too this week. Is there extra communication or how?
Yeah, everyone's been great. I mean, you know, like I said, you don't get many reps with him. So anything we get, we kind of communicate after. You know, what he sees, what I see. Just moving from there. You know, at the end of the day, we're just out there, you know, play ball.
So Kenny, obviously, like, I think he's talking as if he's going to play. Does that mean he's definitely going to play? No. He obviously doesn't know what's going to happen with Jalen in the protocol. He is answering questions, you know, about how important it'll be for him to play. He did talk a lot about how this is a, you know, an opportunity that he's been waiting for just because everybody wants to play, obviously, and a chance to kind of go out and play again after, you know, last week. I thought he played pretty good, but he did say with a full week, he feels like he'll be able to play better than he did last week. Does this mean there's no Jalen? I don't think it definitely means that, but just being around Kenny, my opinion is I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett on Sunday. Now, again, he could just be talking like that, but my opinion is it sounded as if he thinks he's going to play on Sunday. So we'll find out, like I said, on Friday, today, obviously later in the day, to see what Jalen's status is. But I would expect to see Kenny Pickett out there on Sunday. And it's pretty clear, not talking just to him, but talking to the different offensive players in the locker room, the offensive linemen, you know, talked especially about this. Saquon Barkley talked about this. Getting on the same page with Kenny Pickett is clearly a theme this week in the Eagles locker room. Extra time in the meetings, extra reps after practice. Because in training camp, they really didn't get a ton of reps with him. Sirianni really gave Jalen, I think it was every single first team snap with the offense that at least that we were out there for. It's possible maybe on a walkthrough, Kenny got some. But yeah, he got almost no work with the first team offense in training camp. Obviously, during the week, he doesn't get any reps with the first team offense. So I do think that it's important this week to get on the same page. Kenny even talked about it last week, how on the field, on the sideline versus Washington, they had to be in the him, AJ, and Devontae spent a lot of time talking about what they wanted to do, how they wanted to handle things. Now they get to do that throughout a week. So I would expect to see a better version of Kenny Pickett on Sunday than you saw last week against Washington, where again, I didn't think he was that bad, but I think a full week of preparation, working with the offensive line, working on protections, working on timing is really, really going to help him. So another component to this is the running game. So Saquon Barkley talked on Thursday, and he talked about, you know, how it impacts the running game, the difference between Jalen and Kenny, like the one being a threat and one potentially not being a threat. So here's what Saquon had to say about Kenny Pickett versus Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I love Kenny. I love his approach. I love the way that he comes to work all year. And sometimes, you know, being a number two quarterback, you never know when your time's going to be. But you got to be ready. And I think he did a really good job coming in the game, making some plays for us. But he handled practice great today. And obviously, I don't know the exact thing, if it's who it was going to be. But we're ready to go no matter what.
Is there something to getting in a flow with the quarterback as a running back to learn, you know, kind of his tendencies?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, not just for running back, for any position, even for him, you know, sitting majority of the season. Obviously, he played the year prior, but sitting majority of the season and getting thrown into a game and, you know, now having to prepare and get ready for a game, it's two completely different things. So him getting into his groove and us getting the groove with him is definitely going to be important. And hopefully, we can do it, you know, earlier rather than later in the game.
How do you guys do that during the week, trying to go on the same
way? Practice the same way. That's what practice is for. You go out there, you find the game plan, and you go out there, you try to practice at a high level. Try to do it to almost perfect. You're never going to be perfect, but you try your best, and then you go into the film, go into the game on Sunday, and try to replicate that.
Kenny, if you're... he's not in there, does the framework of the run game change?
You know, I don't want to discredit anything from Jalen, because Jalen is he's a threat. You know what I mean? He that's what makes him special. The way he's able to throw the ball, but also the way he was able to run the ball. It's not many guys that's able to run the ball like him. So it definitely, you know, changes things. But Kenny got a little run into him. I remember in college, he had like a little fake slide. So we see flashes of it. He has a little bit, right? And if he needs to do it, we know he's more than capable of doing it. But whoever the play is, we just got to go out there and execute, and we'll be right.
Is that all it takes? Is just keeping the defense honest?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helps. But not everybody, not every team has that threat. Have a guy like Jalen, or have a guy like Lamar. And there's still ways you're able to run a ball like that, too. So we have a great game plan that we feel like we installed and the coaches installed. And now we just got to go out there and execute it and be ready for whatever Dallas throws at us.
Dallas defense.
You know, Saquon says in there how Kenny, you know, had that one fake slide, and he's right. Like, Kenny can move a little bit. And I even think you saw that on Sunday when there was a 3rd and 15. He got, I think, 11 or 12 yards. I think Jalen probably gets that, but Kenny picked up some yards and potentially could have had a flag at the end of that for a first down. So I do think you'll probably see Kenny hold it on an RPO early on, I would say, in the first half, even the first possession on Sunday, just to kind of make the Cowboys defense aware that he could do it. But there's no question about it. Like, Kenny is not the running threat that Jalen is. Defenses are not going to respect him the way they respect Jalen. And it does impact the running game. So I will be interested to see how they're able to run it on Sunday against Washington. Saquon had that 68-yard touchdown run with Kenny Pickett on the field. But after that, he really didn't have much going. I think he only had 50-something yards the rest of the game. And that's not only Kenny Pickett's fault, obviously. They actually struggled to run the ball somewhat against Washington the first time until they had a few big runs at the end of the game. So maybe Washington's just a tough fit for them. But I didn't think that, you know, I didn't think they ran it as effectively as they could have. Potentially Jalen was in there this past Sunday. So will definitely be something to watch for this upcoming Sunday, just to see how that running game is. And was it to hear Saquon talk about that? Because, yeah, Kenny does pose some threat as a runner. He's not what Jalen is. All right. So that was kind of all the news from the NovaCare Complex on Thursday. A lot of quarterback stuff, Jalen, Kenny, Ian Book. But there was one other story that Nick was asked about, and it definitely got a little bit of a buzz on the internet on Thursday, which is an incident between Nick Sirianni, Zach Ertz, after the game on Wednesday. So we will get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So in more proof that it's just never a boring time around the Eagles, after the game on Sunday, Nick Sirianni was asked about, it was via Mike Sielski of the Inquirer, about an incident or like some type of interaction with Zach Ertz on the field after the game. And Nick at the time was just kind of like, oh, you know, not like we just said congrats and moved on. And there was no real video of anything to happen. But on Thursday, it was reported via Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer that I guess essentially what happened was Zach Ertz like slapped Nick's hand a little harder than maybe Nick liked. And because of that, Nick said something to the effect of, you only had one catch. And I guess Ertz didn't like that. And they had a little bit of a talking back and forth. And so there was that. And then McClain reported that Zach Ertz and Nick Sirianni spoke over Zoom and that they're all good now, that they left it on a high note. So on Thursday, Nick was asked about that. And here's what Nick had to say.
Why did you feel compelled to call and apologize to Zach Ertz?
No, I'll just keep all my conversations with any guys private. I got a lot of respect for Zach. Great football player. Great person to be around. You know, I really, really got a lot of respect for Zach and all the good things that he's done in my.
So obviously not giving a lot there, as you would expect. Definitely don't make any headlines answer there. But then some video of it did come out. And you can see in there that Nick and Zach high five. They don't really say anything to each other, it looks like, or at least if they do, it's something very quickly as they walk by each other. And then you can see Zach turn around, having covered Zach for a lot of years for his whole career in Philadelphia. You could definitely tell he's like, whoa, like kind of what was that? Like a look of somewhat anger and surprise on his face. And they start to talk and they kind of walk away from each other. And you can see Big Dom is like in there, but you know, I wouldn't say they had to be like pulled apart or anything like that by multiple people. So that's what the video shows. Zach Ertz at practice on Thursday was asked about that. And this is via J.P. Finley of a Washington Commanders reporter. And here's what Zach had to say about the incident.
I'm not really going to get into the specifics, but just two people that I really love to compete, I would say. Nick and I had a great relationship when I was there. We still have a great relationship. And I think it's definitely been blown way out of proportion. We spoke. We're good. There's no ill feelings on my part. And then I don't think there's any ill feelings on his part. It's just something in the heat of the moment probably got blown out of proportion. It may be misunderstanding, but at the end of the day, him and I are fine. Everyone knows how I feel about that place and that building. But at the same time, I love being here.
So I think this probably falls a little bit under no harm, no foul, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like Zach is upset about it. Nick's moving on from it. Nick called and talked to him. My only thought on this would be that, you know, Nick, because of past incidents where he did, you know, have the thing with the fan, and there have been like clips of him on the sideline going kind of crazy or jumping up and yelling at the Colts fans. I think I've always defended that for the most part. I do think he sometimes goes further than he should, but I think his emotion is a big time plus for him. Like, we talk a lot about the emotion of Jalen and Nick, and that with Jalen, it's kind of like stone face sometimes, right? But that's why he doesn't let games snowball on him. And that's why, like, I think he does have a really good mentality to be a quarterback one in this city. And then with Nick, I think that he, you know, he plays off of Jalen a little bit. Like, he does show a ton of emotion. Players love that about him. Like, but the flip side can be stuff like this. So You know, I would just say my thought and my advice to Nick, if he was listening, would be, if it's true that he made the reference about the one catch, like, just, you know, no reason for that. Like, maybe he felt the high five was too hard or whatever. But ultimately, there doesn't need to be stories about Nick Sirianni maybe going at it with a former franchise legend that caught the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Like, Nick's record is too good. His players like him too much. This team is too successful with too big of goals to be dealing with this. Now, this is probably a time where Nick's emotions maybe got the better of him. They just lost a game. He's frustrated. Maybe he felt Zach was kind of rubbing it in with his high five. I don't know. But it's just a time where he probably needs to control himself a little bit better, if that's what happened. And the reaction on Zach's face certainly seems to indicate that was the case. So ultimately, he didn't, you know, wasn't during the game. It didn't cost the team. It's just probably, you know, not something that's a good look for the head coach that really has been an outstanding coach and has, like I said, way bigger things to dream of than a lot of teams in the NFL. So that's my thought on that. It feels like this is a story that's just going to kind of move on. So maybe it won't be a big deal, but hey, if they play poorly on Sunday, and you know, you never know, right? So anyway, that'll do it for today's Go Birds Daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. You're all the best. And I will talk to you on the Saturday Daily Pod. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.